If American Airlines swallows Northwest Airlines, Global Aviation Associates consultant John Ash says the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport would remain a major hub with direct flights to U.S. and to international destinations.
You will not have, if this were to happen, a significant restructuring of the hub, in my view. It is a very profitable, efficient hub. And that's one of the things American would be paying for if it acquired Northwest.
Ash told the commission the Twin Cities hub enables Northwest to charge nearly a third higher for tickets than the national average. He says a combined Northwest American Airlines would face even less competition.
You're now going to tie together some markets that were formerly competitive, and they're going to now become monopolies or virtual monopolies.
Well, he says the hub would remain. The corporate headquarters would not, resulting in an undetermined number of job losses.
One of the things you don't need is two presidents, two senior vice presidents of finance. So there is always the potential in an acquisition like this of a loss of what we call headquarters or head office type overhead type jobs.
Job cuts aside, it's the prospect of reduced competition, consolidation of the major airlines would cause, consultant John Ash says, has so many people speaking out against the possible mergers. And he says there is pressure from Congress on federal regulators to block the United U.S. Air deal.
I think what Congress, in some respects, is saying to the Justice Department is, you better look at this real close, because if you don't, we may. I can't prejudge what the Justice Department will do, but I think that it is safe to say they will listen carefully to all public interest entities that come to them.
After hearing the report, airports commissioners voted unanimously to oppose the United U.S. Airways deal and to ask that Minnesota's congressional delegation and the state legislature do the same. Commissioner Edward Fiore says Minnesota stands to lose too much if Northwest's operations are taken over by an even larger airline based somewhere else.
We got to show a united front. This merger affects all of Minnesota. It actually affects probably the five-state region as well. And I think we have to get the congressional delegation behind us.
Consultant John Ash says he doesn't think regulators will allow the consolidation most agree approval of the U.S. Airways United merger would trigger. He's predicting regulators will hold off on a decision until after the November elections and possibly until well into next year. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.